Have you ever looked around and noticed how, well, some people just seem to glide through life, achieving goals almost effortlessly, while others really struggle, hitting wall after wall? It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Is there some kind of hidden power, something inside us we can actually tap into to change things? Well, today, that's exactly what we're doing a deep dive on. We're looking at Joseph Murphy's classic, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, using a great summary from Reading Graphics as our guide. It's like a shortcut to some really profound ideas about how our inner world, well, creates our outer reality.
Exactly. And our goal here for you is to really unpack how your mind works. More than that, though, show you some practical ways to leverage this huge potential you have. We're talking about getting the results you want in, you know, all areas: health, money, relationships, like growing as a person. This isn't just theory, it's about actually doing it.
Okay, so let's get into the foundational idea from Murphy. He says we operate with two minds, not just one. The conscious and the subconscious.
Right, so the conscious mind, that's the one we know best, yeah. It's rational, objective, it takes in information through your senses, makes deliberate choices, and here's the really important part. It can accept or reject ideas based on logic.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I told you, hey, you're a cat, your conscious mind goes, nope, that's ridiculous, and you just laugh.
Exactly. But then you've got the subconscious, and it's totally different. It's irrational, subjective, works kind of behind the scenes. And this is the mind blower. It's completely undiscerning. It basically takes whatever the conscious mind feeds it without question. So whatever thoughts you keep thinking over and over, your subconscious just accepts them as like the absolute truth. And the implication there is huge. Once the subconscious accepts something as true, it doesn't just sit there, it starts acting on it. It works to actually make that belief a reality in your life. It's like this automatic mechanism.
Right. And that's where it gets really fascinating. The source talks about hypnosis experiments. These really show how undiscerning the subconscious is. People under hypnosis, if you told them you're a cat, they'd start acting like one. Or even things like you're old and frail, they'd behave that way. People even developed like allergy symptoms just from suggestion. It's a real aha moment, isn't it? Shows how powerful and, well, uncritical it is when it gets a direct instruction. Murphy uses a couple of really good analogies to make this clearer. Think of your mind like a garden. Your subconscious is the fertile soil and your conscious mind, that's the gardener. Every thought is a seed. And the seeds you plant most often, the ones you water with attention and emotion, those are the ones that are definitely going to grow.
Yeah, that's a great one. And there's the ship analogy, too. Your conscious mind is the captain on the bridge giving the orders. And the subconscious, that's the engine room, the crew, the whole ship, basically. It just carries out the orders. Sails wherever the captain tells it to go, whether the captain fully realizes the destination or not. What's so key here is that these analogies really highlight the main point. What you consciously think about, what you say, what you dwell on, that gets delivered straight to the subconscious.
Mm.
So your habitual thinking patterns are literally designing your life's outcomes.
Okay, so let's make that concrete. If you're always thinking negative stuff like, oh, I can't do this or I'll never afford that, well, your subconscious, like an obedient employee, just goes, okay, and make sure you experience those limitations and makes them real for you.
But flick that around. If you consciously choose to focus on empowering thoughts like, I can learn this, or I am capable, I can achieve my goals, your subconscious gets to work on those instructions instead. It starts delivering those positive outcomes. It really mirrors your dominant thoughts.
So the advice then from the source is pretty direct. You need to consciously, deliberately flood your mind with positive thoughts. And crucially, when you catch yourself thinking something negative, I can't afford this, you have to immediately counter it. Say something like, I can buy this, or I accept this, or I will own it. It's about actively steering that inner conversation.
Okay, so if that's how it works, how do we actually influence it?
Mm.
How do we sort of talk to the subconscious effectively? The book mentions a few ways. Autosuggestion, that's suggesting things to yourself like affirmations. Heterosuggestions from others, which can still sink in if they hit you with feeling. Also, really tuning into feelings, using strong visuals. Gratitude is powerful, and linking new beliefs to ones you already strongly hold. But, and this is really important, there's a big caution in the book. The subconscious takes things literally. There's this pretty intense example of a father whose daughter had severe arthritis. In despair, he apparently said, I'd give my right arm if she could be cured.
Mm-hmm.
And then tragically, he lost his arm in an accident. And his daughter's arthritis, it vanished, miraculously cured.
Wow. That's intense. It really drives home the point about being literal.
It does. It shows the power, but also the need for, well, careful wording. It's not just any random thought that manifests instantly, though.
Okay, that's good to know. So it's not like every fleeting negative thought is going to cause disaster.
No, not necessarily. The book clarifies that suggestions really take root and become beliefs when they're repeated, especially with strong feeling. That emotion is like the fertilizer. It's that repetition, charged with emotion, that sinks deep and convinces the subconscious. And if you connect that to the bigger idea, Murphy calls it the law of belief. Basically, whatever you truly deeply believe, that's what shows up in your life. Any idea you plant in your mind, and then you water it with positive expectation and feeling, it will grow. It has to.
So our deepest beliefs are essentially the blueprints. That really changes how you might approach, well, everything, doesn't it? Let's shift into some practical applications then. How can understanding this actually change things for you, the listener, in different parts of life?
Okay, let's start with health. It's fascinating. Your subconscious is basically running the show in your body 24/7. It regulates your heartbeat, your breathing, digestion, circulation, all of it, mm-hmm. completely without you thinking about it. And think about healing. You get a cut, it heals. You get sick, your body fights back. That's the subconscious managing repair. And get things, your cells regenerate so fast, the book says you essentially have a new physical body every 11 months or so.
Wow. And the book talks about consciously tapping into that, doesn't it? That infinite intelligence that's already running the show to guide it towards creating a whole and healthy body. It mentions amazing healing stories, people using prayer or visiting shrines or specific visualizations. And Murphy explains how these work by basically getting the conscious desire aligned with the subconscious's natural healing power.
Right. Then there's success, professional, personal success.
Mm-hmm.
The book defines true success maybe a bit differently. It's not just about racking up wins, but about living peacefully, joyfully, doing work you love, really expressing yourself. And it gives like three keys to get there. First, know exactly what you want. Second, keep affirming and visualizing it. Third, hold on to that belief that it's possible, that it's coming.
And it uses examples, right? Scientists, inventors, people who got stuck on a problem, fed it to their subconscious, maybe before sleep, and then bam, the answer pops into their head, like a eureka moment. So the idea is you can do that too for any problem.
Exactly. But there is a warning. Don't try to force it. Murphy calls it mental coercion, pushing too hard, getting all stressed about it. That can actually block the answer. It's more about releasing the problem to the subconscious with faith.
Okay, what about wealth? That's a big one for many people.
Yeah, and the book argues that a lot of people push wealth away without realizing it because of their beliefs. Maybe they think money's bad, or they're always worried about not having enough, or they believe you can only get rich through backbreaking work. The core idea is that real wealth starts inside with a mindset of abundance. You have to cultivate that feeling first.
Right, I remember that quote, something like, feeling wealthy produces wealth.
That's the one. The feeling of wealth produces wealth. Keep that in mind at all times. And the analogy about circulation, when your blood is circulating freely, you are healthy. When money is circulating freely in your life, you are economically healthy. It's about flow and expectation.
Makes sense. And relationships, marriage. Yeah.
The book talks about building relationships on, well, more than just surface stuff, love, spiritual connection, contributing to each other's lives. It suggests you can attract the right partner by first sort of becoming the ideal partner yourself in your own mind and actions, and then using your subconscious to visualize and affirm that harmonious relationship you desire. And there are principles for keeping relationships strong, too.
And isn't there something about the golden rule?
Absolutely. For any relationship to be harmonious, think, feel, and act towards the other person exactly how you'd want them to think, feel, and act towards you. Simple, but profound.
Okay, finally, what about just general mental and emotional well-being? Happiness, dealing with fear.
Sleep comes up as really important, not just for rest, but as a prime time to connect with the subconscious. When you're falling asleep, the conscious mind quiets down, so it's a great time to give your subconscious instructions or ask for guidance.
So you can essentially program yourself for happiness or overcome fears.
That's the idea. By feeding your subconscious thoughts of peace, joy, confidence, you can release old emotional baggage, dissolve fears. The book even talks about maintaining youthfulness through your mindset. And it has that great line. If you're fearful and worried, you are not really thinking. True thinking is free from fear, puts the power back inside you. So wrapping this all up, the power sitting there in your subconscious, it's just immense. Remember that analogy of the magnetized iron rod? It can lift way more than an ordinary piece of iron. Murphy says a magnetized man, someone who has activated their subconscious power, can attract success, health, wealth much more easily, effortlessly almost.
Yeah, it really comes down to this. Your conscious thoughts, your core beliefs, they're the blueprint. And your subconscious mind, it's the master builder, working nonstop to construct your life according to that blueprint. There's this huge treasure hidden inside you, just waiting for you to give it directions. So the question for you really is, what does this all mean for your life? As the book puts it, maybe change your thoughts and you change your destiny. What seeds are you going to choose to plant in the garden of your mind starting today? Which areas of your life could use some magnetizing with some new beliefs, something to think about?